Well, hello guys. Inebriated Solo Man is back. It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house was a stench that even Dettol couldn't fix. The man knew it was a Christmas he's never going to forget, if he survives, that is. He picked his double-headed axe that was covered in blood off the floor and swung it round onto his shoulder. He stared at the wooden door in front of him, and a sneer began on his face, almost a smile. And he knew as soon as he entered that door, he was entering hell itself.
Ooh, that's a bit of a scary Christmas story, isn't it? But this video, as it's going to be my last before Christmas Day, is not going to be about anything really important.
Oh, just like your other videos then.
Shut up. No, it's about Christmas past, because I've had Christmases in other countries too. At the moment I'm in the UK, and the UK many years ago, Christmas Day was usually down the pub. Then we'd all go back to the house and have Christmas dinner, and then probably play games, do the family thing, watch a movie, maybe have a nap. Then it was down the pub again. Of course, the pub was for everybody. It was a family place to go. But today in the UK, hardly anybody goes to the pub, and hardly anybody drinks too much. But it's still family, and it's still Christmas. Now, when I was in Canada in southern Ontario, I had loads of Christmases there. Generally, you go out in the forest with a couple of family members, maybe on a skidoo, because the snow was everywhere, and choose a tree, and cut it down with an axe, drag it to the truck, and take it home, and all the family would put it up and decorate it. It seemed far more like Christmas in Canada because of the snow mainly, where the snow was on the pine trees and all the forest and on the ground. It just seemed more Christmassy. The UK in the south hardly ever has snow in the winter, especially at Christmas. And I've spent Christmas in Thailand as well, where it's still hot. No snow, of course. And I kind of like Christmas there because nobody actually acknowledges it. Well, there are places around that do Christmas dinner just for the phalanges, you know. But I never went to them. And some English guy said to me, why don't we go have Christmas dinner? And I said to him, I didn't fly halfway around the world to have English Christmas dinner. So my day was basically by the beach, having a swim in the sea. It was just another day. Of course, Christmas really is for children. It's for the children that still believe in Santa Claus. Watching their eyes light up when they see all the presents under the tree. Watching them opening the gifts. That really is Christmas, isn't it? And spending time with the family. Until you start arguing, of course. I also spent a year up in Canada in Dryden in North Ontario. In a trailer in a field for Christmas Day, all on my own. Well, I wasn't quite on my own. I had some beer and had an internet call with the family, but I gotta admit, I got pretty pissed. So what does Christmas mean to you guys? Can you sort of take it or leave it? I mean, I've celebrated Christmas on my own with loads of people in countries that don't celebrate Christmas at all. But it's a kind of day that's a little bit overhyped, and I personally can take it or leave it. But the food is good. Anyway, I wonder what that guy's doing with the double-headed axe. Has he gone through the door yet?
The man deliberately stomps towards the door and puts his hand on the handle. And then he kind of freezes in hesitation, as if to say maybe he just won't go through the door. But then he hears a scream, like a dying death scream, and he knows he has to go through the door. He goes through the door in a quick moving motion, and the door slams behind him.
And if you want to listen to more of that story, please subscribe and send £200 to... Yeah, right. Okay, guys, you have a good Christmas now. You take it easy now.